that she can go.
Okay. And what about if your son didn't help you when you were raking up the leaves in the front yard? You might say, well, he went off playing
ball. Some of his boyfriend.
Uh-huh. Or maybe he went off playing instead of helping me.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you have a friend who is a real funny fella and you like him since he's so funny, and somebody asks you, well, why do you like that fella? You say, well, I like him. Why? I like him.
Personality.
All right. Maybe I just like him because he's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if somebody becomes a member of the church, you say he did what? He...
going to sit.
And you go to church to pray to...
Lord.
Or the Lord, or... Yeah. What else would you call him?
God.
Okay. And you go to church to hear the preacher preach a...
sermon.
And somebody might say, well, I don't really care anything about the sermon. I go to hear the...
choir sing.
Sing the...
song.
The music.
Yeah.
If you're outside and the sun is setting, you might, and you really like it, you might say, well, my goodness, that sunset sure is...
pretty.
Mm-hmm. Or beautiful or something like that. Okay. What about if you were on the way to church, but you had a flat tire and you had to change it, you might say, well, church will be over.
Time to get up tight, then.
What do you call the enemy and opposite of God? He's the...
devil.
Any other names for the devil you've heard of?
No.
Okay. What do you call these things that people sometimes think they see around graveyards? They're afraid of them?
Ghosts.
You ever heard people call ghosts anything else? Maybe spooks or...
Yeah.
Haints?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about if a person died real mysteriously in a house and people were afraid to go there, you call that what kind of house?
House of haunting.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you might say when you go outside in the morning, well, you better put a sweater on, it's getting...
cool.
Mm-hmm. Or if it's...
cold. Kill it.
Yeah. If it's somewhat cold, you say, well, it's getting... would you ever say it's getting kind of cold or rather cold?
Don't freeze.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might say if somebody wants you to go somewhere and you don't particularly want to, you might say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather stay at home.
Okay. What about if you had a friend that you hadn't seen in a long, long time and you saw him, what would you probably say to him in greeting him?
How you doing? Glad to see you.
Okay. If a man owned 500 acres of land, talking about the amount of land, you'd say that's a what of land?
Pretty good body of land, I think. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's a right smart of land?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do people around here say that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you wanted to, if you were agreeing to do something, rather than just saying yes, if you wanted to be... to make it more strong, if you want to make it stronger than that, you might say what? Not maybe just yes, but...
be glad to.
Or maybe, do you ever say certainly?
Yeah.
I'll do that? Okay. And what about if somebody has heard that you're able to split a big piece of kindling with just one swing of the axe, and they really don't believe it, and they say, can you really do that? You would say,
certainly can, I'll prove it.
Or maybe I sure can, or something like that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to be very polite to a man, instead of just saying yes to him, you'd say yes.
Sir.
Or to a woman.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And if